Boss Man Show here with Coach Anthony Bones, the Arkansas Bears. I have the A-Sun, 21 A-Sun played now. Got a game coming up here real soon. It's North Alabama on Saturday. Coach Boone, how you doing? How's it going over there in Conway, Arkansas, man?
Oh, things are going great here, man. Things are going great here. Just, just working through this season and having a great time with these young men and just trying to be exciting here on the court.
I hear that, man. Well, you won four of your last six games after some tough non-league games. Senior guys win some games now, some tough games here. That's just making you feel really good going forward.
Certainly. We had a tough non-conference schedule, and it's what we're required to do. But we tried to keep everything positive through those times and point out the times we played well and keep our guys up and keep them encouraged. I got a pretty good group of young men. They're pretty tough they want to do well. So it's gone well so far.
What's good about your roster, Coach Boone, is this, man. You have young guys. Like, they're actually like a younger team that actually grow and develop together. Talk about that, where the name of the game is typically being be older, but you're taking it a step of being, let's grow and develop these young men over these years. So in year two and three, we can really be good because these guys have been in our system for 3 years and can play the right way, the way we want to play here and play Bears basketball to a high level.
Certainly. We do have a pretty young roster. We have a couple of older guys too, but we have some really good freshmen and sophomores that I think are going to help to elevate this program pretty good. We a few guys from overseas, but we got a few freshmen from overseas and then a couple sophomores from here in the States and a couple guys from Arkansas here that are certainly making their relatives and all their friends from the state proud with how they're doing so far. But yes, young group that we're investing in quite a bit, and we feel that they're the future of this program.
Yes, indeed, Coach. You know, how important was it this year to have actually a spring and summer? Because 2020, you had none of that. It was just pretty much go time. So getting time to develop your young men on the court, getting them knowing your system, but they've been younger young men in your program. How important was that spring and summer this offseason to get your guys where they are today?
It was very important. Especially with me being a new head coach. Last year was my first year and I didn't have an off season going into the season. And that was incredibly difficult, but having so many freshmen, we have a lot of freshmen this year. It was very important to have one, the spring with the guys who are returning, but also the July period that we had our guys here. And then the preseason, as soon as school started, it was very important in order to get those guys going on the right path. And it took a while and they're still learning, but they're grasping what we're doing pretty good. And I think the work in the offseason certainly helped a great deal. It was very important for us.
Yeah, and Coach, you realize how much you really miss it when you don't have it. And I thought those – there's a lot of talk about, hey, we don't need the spring and summer. But really, man, we all need that spring and summer to get ourselves together and really get better. Because that's when you actually get better is doing that on-court development in the summertime and spring there.
Exactly. The guys can get better with their own individual skills that way. And we gear the spring and the summer and the early fall towards that, of getting those guys better so that individually they're good. And then when we get them all together, they can learn to mold and shape together and get everything going the right way. But certainly developing those skills, the spring, the summer and the early fall are critical.
And how happy were the kids to get back to the classroom? Because I know a lot of young men told me privately, man, they miss being a student again. They miss being a college student. So, but now the variant, you kind of pause on that being a student again because you got to have that first semester. I'm a college kid again. Now it's like tighten your circles up again. You got to be careful, tested. So how has it been for your young men to go from being kind of free to now like we got to kind of tighten up again here?
It's got to be frustrating. You know, we never experienced anything like that when we were their age. And it's got to be very frustrating. You know, they were excited to get back in the classroom because they did miss that. And now we don't know. You know, we're starting school here virtually, and we don't know when we're going to get back in the classroom. Hopefully it'll be soon. It is very frustrating. But this group that I have like I said, they're a great group of guys, and they adjust very well. And we're going to do all we can to help them to adjust. They're handling it very well.
Most definitely, because you know, I can imagine how sickening it has to be from what's going on from your apartment to the court.
Yes.
That's not fun, you know.
No, it's not. We basically tell them they can't really have a life, you know. And I hate that because college isn't supposed to be about that. You're supposed to enjoy every facet there is, and you know, we are heavy in basketball. We want our guys to do a lot of that, and we schedule a lot of time for that. But we also want them to develop, in every part of their life, so they learn how to deal with people. They learn how to act and to be in the community and all those things. And those things are being shut down and delayed because of COVID, and that's very frustrating.
Most definitely, Coach. You know, I saw some games you had canceled on your schedule as well, so it kind of rears an ugly head that way too. But the thing about it is, your guys compete hard every night. You know, the score might not reflect it, but they're competing hard every night for you. They're not giving up on themselves or you. They're just having to overcome some talent gaps here and there, but they're still fighting. That's what I think a lot about your team is that they fight. They send different styles early because the A-Sun presents all kinds of different styles from all the coaches in the A-Sun now. And you just beat one of the better teams in the A-Sun and A.W. Hamilton's team, Kentucky, who plays that up and down style there. So I'm liking what your team is doing, guys. Flat, they that non-league has prepared them so many different ways for what they see in the A-Sun here.
Definitely. You're exactly right. We face a lot of different things in the non-conference and a lot of very, very difficult challenges that our guys had to overcome. And as you said, the score didn't always indicate. There were a lot of games that we were the better team for most of the game. And it was just that because they had better talent and a little bit more size, they were able to pull it off and pull away in the end. But we did adjust a lot of things. And the teams we played so far, we could say, oh, this team that we played earlier did this. This team we played earlier did this. And the guys have been through a lot of those situations already. So they're ready to handle it. Even though I have a young group, they've developed and they've matured pretty quickly.
And what I love, too, is this, Coach, that you all play some live rep close games. You can put time on the clock in practice, doing situational drills in practice, but it's not the same thing as with another opponent or across from you, and you actually have to compete with a referee, fans, with a clock, a real clock, you know? So yeah, I'm loving right. The fact that your young men already have experienced some close games, having to win those, execute late, and deal with that pressure right there and come out on top, because as young guys, you only get better by getting that callus, that strength of doing, oh, I've done this before. It's okay. That muscle memory. So I like that you already have that experience early for these young men going forward.
Yes, sir. Definitely. It's been great. And you know, we in the non-conference, we did have a couple, two or three games that were close. That, you know, we won one, we lost a couple of them. But that experience helped them to get ready to win these games in conference that were close. And yes, they are handling those situations very well.
Most definitely, Coach. And Darius Hall, man, I like what he's doing for you. 12 points a game, man. It's 7 boards a game for you. Guys affecting the game in multiple ways. This guy can do it for you on the ends of the floor. It's affecting that game. Tell me about that young man. What do you see in that young man to bring him to your program? What he means to you going forward down the road here, man?
Darius has been a huge part of the good that we've had this season. And coming out of high school, he was really good, very highly recruited. He went to Arkansas, and then he went to DePaul, and he wanted to get back closer to home. And I'm so glad that he chose us as we presented, you know, what we can do for him and just what we are as a program. He's come in and has been great. He's a great encourager. He brings a lot of energy. He gets the guys going pretty good. And he does affect the game on both ends of the floor with his scoring, with his rebound. He's had a number of double-doubles here lately. And then his intensity on defense and just his overall enthusiasm, whether he's on the floor or off, he's affecting the game. Even when he's on the sideline, he's coaching guys up, he's encouraging them, and continuing to affect the game.
And also Cameron Hunter as well, another young man I saw. I want to talk to you about, man. That young man too, doing it both ends of the floor as well. I mean, affecting the game, because I feel like when guys from affect both ends on the floor, they're playable at any point, any time. You know, you can definitely go to them, and because people get up by calling them starters, I'm kind of who's finishing the games. And so that guy's right. A finisher for you. So tell me about that young man as well, Coach Boone.
He's an incredible young man. Also another young man from the state of Arkansas. And watching him play in high school, the first time I saw him was a sophomore, and I thought we got to have him. And a lot of people weren't sold on him. I'm not sure why, because I thought he was an incredible, incredible basketball player, college body as a sophomore in high school. And he was ready to play and came in and soaked up everything that he needs to run the team, and has done an amazing job, again, on both ends of the floor, scoring, passing, handling the ball, playing defense. And he's very, very solid. And as a freshman, he's an incredible basketball player.
100%. As he gets older, his A son, he may be a player of the year potential, in my opinion, because at your conference, because this young man, as a freshman, is impacting games the way he is. Wait till he gets more time in the weight room, getting your program, get stronger as he gets older. A son, beware.
Yes, he's got a bright future. He's got a very, very bright future. Yes, and intelligent and everything. He's got a bright future.
100%. And coach, I like this too. You have three guys who have those figures for you in scoring. So you have options besides one guy. Because some teams in college, as you know, only have one guy who does all the scoring. You have three guys who can get you double figures any night and affect the game multiple ways. So I feel like as you get in this ace in play, it's going to help you because everybody's going to be on every night. So two or three of them may be on, but you hit for all three, you're really going to win the game. So having that buffer, okay, somebody's off night, but three guys who can get more than 10 points a game has to be make you feel good as well as you game play certain teams here.
Definitely. We have several guys. And actually, we've had a number of games where we've had four or five, and one game we had six guys in double figures. And another characteristic of this team is how unselfish they all are. They're always looking for each other, and no one's out to just get theirs. Now, I do need a couple of the guys to want to get theirs, but they're all very unselfish and wanting to help everyone. And when someone's on, everyone's trying to get the ball to that person. And when someone else is on, they're trying to get the ball to that person. And that person who's on is still looking for better shots by their teammates, so they're making the passes too. We've had a number of games where we had, like I said, four, five, six guys in double figures where we've had 20 plus assists. This team is very unselfish, and that will help to carry us in conference play.
No doubt. That's what we got for you, Coach. Don't Alabama. Coach Pujol coming to town with those North Alabama Lions. I'll tell you about that matchup. Some of those guys on film so far, Coach.
North Alabama is pretty good. They've got some really, really good guards that are quick. They can put it on the floor and get around you. And as soon as you have to help, they're kicking it out and they shoot a lot of threes. And I tell you, they got a young man at point guard, Brim, whose dad was a point guard with me at Ole Miss. And I got to see him play when he was in high school also. And just an incredible young man, incredible player. North Alabama has a very good team. We're going to have to be on it to have a chance to win. Even though we're playing at home, we're going to have to really be on it to have a chance.
Oh, definitely. Coach Boone, thank you for your time today, brother. Good talk to you again, man. I hope you stay healthy and safe, man. Your players do as well, man. I hope to see you real soon here at Kennesaw State. Man, you come over here and play those hours up there, man. Oh,
yes, definitely. Looking forward to seeing you out there, man. It's great to see you. Great to talk to you again.
All right, Coach. You be safe. See you soon, brother.
All right. You too, man.
All right. Bye, now.
Bye.